the rest of the story. It was a college production of a play called Bird in Hand. One member of the cast was destined for worldwide recognition. Handsome young man. Irish. And he could cry on cue, a most difficult thing for a man actor to do. In Bird in Hand, for example, he played the part of an elderly innkeeper, and in one particularly poignant scene, the innkeeper expresses his private anguish in soliloquy, in tears. So if the scene is to be effective, the tears must be unrestrained and they must be genuine, and the young actor could do it. He could cry eyefuls of real tears on stage. His theatrical craftsmanship, as his love for the theater, seemed boundless. While still in college, he starred in a drama entitled The Trysting Place. He also directed the play, and he also had written the play. His drama coach and mentor, Dr. Albert Upton, was much impressed by his promising protégé. There were only two conceivable objectives for such a talent, said Dr. Upton, either Hollywood or Broadway. After college, however, the young actor joined the cast of a small community theater in California, and it was there that he met a lovely young actress. Her ancestors also were Irish. She had already appeared in several Hollywood movies, including The Great Ziegfeld, Small Town Girl. The world would one day know her name as well, but let's not race on ahead here. The little theater was producing a play by Alexander Wolcott called The Dark Tower. The handsome young actor chose the part of Barry Jones. The pretty young motion picture actress took the role of Daphne Martin. And it was during rehearsals for this production that the girl first realized a quirk. For some unknown reason, she could not sing on stage. In one scene, for example, the Barry Jones character was sitting at a piano playing the opening bars of Stormy Weather, and the Daphne Martin character is supposed to start humming the familiar song, finally actually singing the words, and you know the young actress could and did hum along, and yet no matter how hard she tried, she simply could not sing the lyrics. It was a mental block of some sort, an idiosyncrasy. Even during the performance, she could only speak the words in the song. Well, this amused the actor playing Barry Jones. In fact, he found the young lady's frustration rather attractive. The first time he asked her for a date, she turned him down. The second time, she laughed. The young man's response was, "Don't laugh. Someday I'm going to marry you." And the girl laughed again. 2 years later, June 21 of 1940, they were married. And you know them both. I can't think of anyone who does not. By the way, did I mention that the young lady abandoned show business? And the young man, well, he went into politics all the way. There's nothing more to the story, really. Just thought you'd like to know how the celebrated couple met. The playhouse romance of the lovely Hollywood actress who couldn't bring herself to sing on stage, and the handsome young playwright, director, actor who so loved the theater and whose talent was such that he could cry real tears on cue. You know him as the person you've thought so stoic, Richard Nixon. And you know her as his late lovely beloved, Pat. And now you know the rest of the story.